do believe someone else is on the phone for me this morning. Hi, who's this?
Ken.
Yes.
It's Mitsumi. How are you?
Mitsumi, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
This is a nice surprise.
Oh, good.
Wow, that's very nice of you. So you, normally, are you up early anyways on Saturday and Sunday mornings, or do you try to sleep in?
Ken, I have three dogs.
That's true. No one's sleeping in.
Nobody sleeps in with three dogs.
I know, I know. I was walking a dog on Friday morning at 10 after 6. Someone had to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been listening. So all I'm thinking is, Ken, I know how modest you are. I also know how low-key you are. You never attract attention. And I'm thinking, oh, what must it be like for him to be the center of all this attention?
Yeah, it's a little awkward. I had a hard time sitting across from Chris when he was saying all those wonderful things about me. I couldn't look him in the eye.
Well, actually, when Chris was talking to you, I was listening, so I took all these notes, right? So he likes people who never call in sick, who always say yes to everything, right? So I've taken, but it's a tall order. It's a tall order. I know how tough it is to be as consistent as you are. Okay, so can I flatter you? I know that, like I said, you're always so humble, and but you're the ultimate professional. And I think people don't realize how difficult it is to sound like you're completely off the cuff, because you always do, right?
Yeah.
You always kind of, you know, sit there and it always sounds like. But I know how much prep goes into making it sound like you've done no prep,
right? Mm-hmm.
And your consistency too, right? Because everybody can do one good show, but the ability to do it over and over, it's tough. And nobody does those conversations that you do. But, you know, I hear all these people talking about how you're so comfortable to listen to in the morning. And you do these easy, comfortable conversations, but are also very interesting and conversational and informative at the same time. It's a real skill, so I really admire you.
I'm assuming all these wonderful things. I mean, coming from you, it means so much to me, because I've held you in such high esteem with the fantastic you've been doing for so many years at that anchor desk, and the credibility and the professionalism that you bring to your job each and every day. That's something. You set the bar, Mitsumi. You set the bar
okay,
in this town.
No, don't start.
And by the way, just to correct you, I've had a few stinkers along the way in terms of shows.
Yeah, I know, but that's what just makes it human, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, you know, the stinkers are few and very, very few and far between. Mm. And also, you know, all those notes that people have been listening to you all these years, the fact that all these people who don't really know you personally think that you're a friend is also a testament to what a job you do.
I know. It's so rewarding, and it's humbling almost when you realize how many people you've touched and connected with.
Yeah, I know. And I've heard people say things like, it's the end of an era. He's an icon. And I'm thinking, wow, Ken's become an era.
Yeah, I feel like an era some mornings when I walk from the bed to the bathroom.
You know, but it's funny, because we just do our jobs and we come in every day, and all of a sudden people are, you know, saying things like you're an era, and you think, wow, I never thought I was an era.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's odd. So I know how much you love dogs and how much you care for dogs, and I won't go into the fact that you sort of very politely declined to take care of mine.
They didn't pass the weight limit.
Yeah, no, they didn't. Well, you know, you were very nice about rejecting them, but that's okay. But I wanted to send you off with something. So, you know, The Sound of Music?
Sure.
You know, So Long, Farewell. Okay, so I'd heard dogs sing that, and then I couldn't find it. But I did find dogs singing Auld Lang Syne.
Where is it?
Okay, here.
So you think?
Oh no! I've lost it. Oh, okay. So this. Okay. You know those stinkers that you were talking about? about to have one.
It's technology.
Because. Oh no! Okay, because this is not going to work, right? Because
uh-oh.
I've been told that you're on a very tight schedule. Oh, no.
They're lined up at the door. Maybe you can call back during the trivia show if you get it clear, if you clear it up.
Okay, so it was a bunch of dogs singing Auld Lang Syne.
Was it one of those heart-rendering emotional Auld Lang Synes, or was
no, it was bad. Right. Okay, it was like really, really bad. I had it all queued up.
No, that happens.
And it's gone.
That's live radio for you. That's live radio. It's all right. Mitsumi, thank you so much for this. It means so much to me coming from you. Okay. I really do appreciate this.
But really, you have all my admiration. I'm so glad to hear that you will still be with us. Maybe not as regularly, but you will be. And all the very, very, very best for you. And maybe I'll show up at your front door one day with my three dogs.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that. We have the big backyard and they can go nuts. Right. Okay. Thanks, Mitsumi. So much appreciated.
Okay. All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.
Mitsumi Takahashi. There's an icon for you. 8:12. We're going to come back in a minute with Dr. Chris Labos.